Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you this morning for giving us another opportunity to share and declare your word. I pray, O God, that everyone over there that is there listening to this word, that Father, this word will bring blessings, victory, deliverance, lifting to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray this morning that Lord, you will use my mouth to declare your word in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, because at the end of this broadcast, let the name of Jesus be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Wonderful that the Lord has helped us again today to gather together to share the word of life. I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God because you are there. I want to thank God because you are there waiting for this program. Thank God for all that God is using this word of life to do in our life. To him be all the glory, honor, adoration, and majesty. Thank you for all your testimonies. We have reacted to all your inquiries. And I want to thank God because as many of us that we have more questions or more inquiries, feel free to communicate with us. I will respond immediately. Hallelujah. Yeah, last week we started a divine intervention series and we are talking on the battle is the Lord. The battle is the Lord. Today we continue on the same divine intervention series. Today we are talking on the challenge I see today, I shall see no more. The challenge I see today, I shall see no more. The problem that happens to you in 2020 or over the years, I want you to know through this broadcast this morning that you will not see them again. The affliction, the sickness, the evil things that you have experienced over the years, you know, that God have delivered you, it will never raise up its head again. Because the scripture says, affliction will not rise up the second time. You know, the Lord who delivered you is on the throne. You know, so the Pharaoh you have seen before, you know, that God have dealt you with, will never raise up his head again in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is our preaching pattern this morning, and I want you to follow very well, and I know that the Almighty God will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's open our Bible. Anywhere you are, if you don't have a Bible, you can just listen. But if you have access to a Bible, please open with me to the book of Exodus, chapter number 14, and we are going to start to read from verse 10 to 18. Exodus chapter 14, from verse 10 to 18. Yes.
And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again, no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his host, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen.
Wow! What a reading! What a story! What an intervention that we are going to see this morning. Now, one thing we want to emphasize first of all this morning is who is pursuing your life. Who is pursuing you? Who is that demon? Who is that man? You know, who is that person pursuing you? Because the Lord will intervene this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. There are many of you that powers are pursuing. There are many of you that demons are pursuing. Even in your dream, they are pursuing you. You know, you don't know what to do. You know, you have been crying to God. You have been asking God for divine intervention. Today, God is giving that intervention. in the name of Jesus Christ. Some people, strong men are pursuing them in their dream. Some people is a lion. Some is a masquerade. Some is one animal. Some is one madman. Now, who is pursuing you? Today, God will intervene in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even do you know that in the physical realm, there are men pursuing men? You know, we saw, you know, King Saul pursuing David. We saw, you know, Cain pursuing Abel. You know, we saw people pursuing one way or the other. But hear me very well. Whosoever is pursuing you this morning must hand off in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So what happened? Bible says, you know, Egyptians pursue after Israel. Oh, you know, they pursue. Bible says in that verse 9, it said, but the Egyptians pursue after them all their horses and chariots and of Pharaoh and horsemen. They pursue. Oh my God. Anyone pursuing you this new year, I lay them to rest in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone pursuing your children in this new year, I lay them to rest in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, can you now see? As they pursue Egypt, Egypt was afraid. And I have told you that when something is happening to you that has never happened before, it might want to bring fear. Do you understand? But you know what now? God has not given you the spirit of fear. He has given you the spirit of power and love and of sound mind. You know, you don't need to fear again, because God with you, you know, is the majority. You know, you can win every battle when God is on your side. Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And thank God, because God is on your side this morning. God is for you this morning, as long as you are born again. You know, as long as you are walking with the word of God, God will surely sustain your life. God will surely see you through. God will put shame to the face of your enemy. I see that happening this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see now? So, you know, Egypt was afraid. What is your fear this morning? You know, what is bringing fear to you this morning? Is it your rent? You are not paying your rent? Or you are thinking of your children's school fees, you know, or you are thinking of that business? What is that thing that is bringing fear to you? I tell you that as you obey the word of God this morning, there shall be intervention. God will come in. God will even surprise you. You are given a testimony. You know, you are given a loaded testimony. Why? Because God has come in. Now, what now happened? Bible says, they lifted up their eyes, they saw the Egyptian after them. They were afraid and they cried to God. Now don't forget, I've been telling you, you know, in every divine intervention, there's a need for prayers. I told you last week about the cherub, I told you that they prayed. Can you see now? They prayed. I told you that, you know, they came, you know, to destroy their life, but they cried to God. So one of the principles, you know, of inviting God to your situation is to cry to God. The moment you can cry to God, God will come in. Don't forget that, you know, Bartimaeus cried like that, you know, and Jesus Christ answered him. The moment you can cry, you know, but somebody said, why worry when you can pray? Why are you worry? You know, once you can cry up unto the Lord, God is always there. You know the problem you're having? You don't pray. Instead of people convert your playing time to praying time, you like to play too much. You know, pray. This year calls for prayers. If you don't want to become a prey unto the hands of your enemy, you need to pray. And when you pray, you are joining forces with God. You know, the heaven will now come unto you for you to have total breakthrough in life. Can you see that? So you need God. This year you need God. And that's why you pray. You pray, you call unto God for help. And He will surely answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what now happened? Now, look at verse 13 of that, you know, Exodus 14. I love that verse, seriously. I used to preach on that verse, you know, when I was a young minister. Now, Exodus 14, verse 13.
And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever.
Wow! Wow! I love that! Can you see Moses, a man of God? So, in every situation, you need a prophet. You need Moses. Moses that will help you. And your Moses can be the word of God. Your Moses can be the minister of God. You know, Bible says, you know, he has planted a fivefold ministry for our edification, for our growth. You know, so, you know, Moses spoke. Hey, when everybody is afraid and going haywire, thank you for Moses. Bible says, Moses said to the people. Why? Because Moses knew the mind of God. I will see you after this time out.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delays, hindrances, or lack of progress? Are you laboring without success, tired of life, and no accomplishments in your career, education, marriage, financial, businesses, and pursuits of life? Then your new season has come. Your deliverance is now at last. Attend Cross the Devil service every Friday by 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesami bus stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta. You have tried others. Try Jesus today. For further inquiries, call 080-338-55927. This is the time you have been waiting for. Jesus is Lord.
Oh, welcome in the name of Jesus Christ. We said Moses cried. You know, Moses said to the people, Fear ye not. You know the reason? Because, you know, the path of faith becomes slippery, you know, when fear is there. When fear is there, faith is suspended. Faith cannot walk in the arena of fear. So that is why number one thing you need to know is to throw away your fear. Fear, you know, brings torment. Fear makes you to become a non-entity. Fear will never allow God to be in operation. So he said, number one, fear not. I'm telling you this morning, fear thou not. You know, don't fear again. If you want God to intervene in your situation, don't fear. Believe that God is able and I will come in. Number two, he said, stand still. Be a waiter. Be meditating upon God's word. Continue to look unto Jesus. Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Fix your eyes upon him. You know, confess his word. Declare his word boldly. In the time of problem, declare what the word of God says about you, not what your problem is saying, not what your enemy is saying. You don't declare the word of the enemy. You don't declare, you know, the situation. You declare what the word of God says about you. That is what will bring the power of God into your life. Can you see now? He said, stand still. The way you stand still, say, and you will see, wow, the salvation of the Lord. Somebody, listen to me this morning, you will see the solution to every problem of life. You will see God at work for you. You will see miracle happen in your life. I tell you, that man, that woman, hearing the word of life this morning, you are going to see something very soon. You will see your enemy on the ground. You will see, you know, the power of God at work in your life. You will see yourself coming out of this problem. You will see yourself coming out of this sickness. Why? Bible says you will see the salvation of the Lord. Wow. I'm sure you believe this morning. You believe that, you know, God is going to turn the table around for you. And then he's going to give you victory. But he said, you will see, you know, the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today, not tomorrow, today. You know, today as we are hearing this broadcast, he will show to you today, for the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Hallelujah. The problem, the big problem afflicting your life that you have been carrying here and there, God says, today you will not see them again. God is telling you that, you know, all the, you know, catalog of problems that have been attached to your life, that, you know, have been keeping you down, you will not see them again. I thought you say a big amen. Now, let's see the Bible. As you said last time, in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 17. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 17.
You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you.
The same word Jaziah said to you, Judah, the same thing Moses is saying to his people. Can you see? The same word. Don't fear. Can you see now? You know, God will fight for you. Just go, you know, go against your enemy. Don't be afraid of them. Hallelujah. Now, the same thing today, God is telling us. Wow. Because in the next minute, every challenge of your life shall become dead people. Now, God said, the Lord shall fight for you. That is the divine purpose. That's the real thing. Who is fighting? Are you the one that is fighting? No. It's God. I ask God now to intervene, to start to fight for you. If men fought for you, they will lose the battle. Moses said, and God will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. God will fight for you. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Let's see verse 30. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30.
The Lord your God will go before you. He shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
Wow. The Lord, the God that go before you, that go before you in January and February, March to December, will fight for you. Can you see? The Lord that went before you will fight for you. This month, God will fight for you. This year, God will fight for you. At every moment, God will uphold you. You shall hold your peace. You shall be in peace, and your enemy shall be scattered. And God fought for Israel. Look at that Exodus chapter number 14. Now, let's see verse 25. You see how God fought for them. Yes, Exodus 4:25. Yes.
And took up their chariot ways, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighted for them against the Egyptians.
It's like the heavenly organizers came and deflated the tires of their chariot. In the sea, they couldn't move. Can you see? When your tire is deflated, you can't move again. Can you see? Heaven came, the organizer of heaven came, and they deflated, you know, all, you know, their chariots. And it was so heavy that they couldn't move again. How? Imagine that. God will fight for you. Look at that Exodus chapter 15 and let's see verse 3. Exodus 15 verse 3.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name.
Oh, the Lord is a man of war. So God can fight. The Lord is a war strategy. He knows how to fight your enemy. That is why you must allow God into every area of your life. That's why you must allow God to take over this battle of life. Why? Because God is a man of war. It's a war strategy. You can't fight against God and prevail. Anyone fighting against you is fighting against God, and nobody can win God in battle. That is why you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You see, you are going to see God at work in your life this year. You are going to see God fighting for you this year. That is why you must embrace his word. That is why you must go for him. That is why you must be born again. You know, so that God can uphold you. Now, as you know, as most of us say that God spoke, the secret of spiritual warfare is hearing from God. The moment you hear from God, then the battle is settled. You know, you must hear from God. Now, let me read verse 15 again. Exodus 14, 15.
And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cries thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward.
Wow! God spoke! Oh my God! God is speaking to this man. Remember what the Bible says? Moses, hear from God. You know, and I've told you that when you hear from God, it reveals, it gives you direction. It gives you what to do. It gives you what they call the methodology of the battle. Oh, and Bible says, wherefore thou cry unto me? You have been praying, what he told. This prayer is enough. You need to take action. Now, many of you are praying and you are actionless. You pray without action. You are praying, God, do this for me. And instead of you to take a corresponding action, you didn't take it. So that is why the spirit of that prayer died. You know what the Bible says? God said, you know, why cries thou unto me? Speak. Look what? Speak. You have been praying. Now speak to your problem. You have been praying to God. Now speak to your situation. Can you see that? Until you speak, Satan will not bow. Can you see that? You must speak. You must address. Bible says, if you can say to this mountain, be thou moved and be thou cast into the sea, and you believe in your heart that what you have said will stand, it will surely come to pass. You need to speak to your problem. Speak to your, you know, to that calamity in your life. Speak to that failure. You know, address them. They will bow down. Can you see now? The greatest weapon you have is the weapon of the word. Now, speak the word. You know, because, you know, every problem in your life, they have ear to hear you. That sickness, have ear to hear you. That poverty, have ear to hear you. That calamity you are passing through, they all have ear to hear you. When you speak, they will obey. Hallelujah. So, God said, speak unto the children of Israel, that what? That they go forward. My, oh my. See God, oh, there is Red Sea before. So where do they pass through? And he said they should go forward. Despite every hindrance in your life, hear me, you are going forward. No matter the obstruction the enemy placed before you, you are going forward. Hear me, this year, no matter the Red Sea before you, I command you to move forward. No matter what the devil have decreed over your business, over your situation, you are going forward. Bible says, he told the children of Israel that they should go forward. How? And God is a man of war. Oh my God. May God reveal secret of going forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Bible now said, he now gave the method. Tell the method in verse 16, chapter 3.
Yes. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through and the midst of the sea.
Lift up thy rod. And you see, he gave him the method. So when you hear, you must, God will give you the direction. Your rod, that's your rod. What is your rod today? Your rod is the word. The word of God in your mouth. Hey, that is your rod. You know, when you lift up the rod, the word of God, the enemy will crash. Can you see? So, you know, he said, lift up thy rod, stretch it over the sea, and divide it, so that my people Israel will grow on dry ground in the midst of the sea. This is sea, not just a small river. You go and try and walk on the river. They will tell you the story when you get to heaven. But you know what? God decree. God told Moses, that is the way. That is the method. May God give you method out of your problem. May God give you a way. Because God will make a way where there is no way. God makes a way. You know, he makes way on the Red Sea where there is a way. I see God making a way for you this morning. And what happened at the end of the day? Verse 30 of that verse, yes.
Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore.
Wow! God saved Why? Because he intervened. God will save you from every problem. I see him saving you. Say, though the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Whose hand are you now? Who is manipulating your life? God is saving you. As you are hearing the word of God this morning, he's saving you. And the Bible says, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead. I declare total obituary of your enemy this morning. Thank you so much for your audience and for your attention. I will see you next week in the name of Jesus.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everything I want to say.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books in various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.